Ever imagine someone taking a story that you poured your heart into and like switching up the words and then being like, hey, this is mine now? It's kind of what went down in the Sheldon v. MGM case. It's a big one for copyright law, like way bigger than just copying words.
It really gets at, what makes a story unique, and how the law actually protects that creative spark.
Exactly. We're taking a deep dive into it today, figuring out how it shaped the whole landscape of copyright law and what it means for creators, like people listening right now. So we've got Edward Sheldon and Margaret Eyre Barnes. They're the playwrights, wrote the hit Dishonored Lady, and it was inspired by a real murder trial back in 1857.
Right. And on the other side is the Hollywood giant Metro-Goldwyn-Pictures, or, MGM. So Dishonored Lady takes this historical event, the Madeline Smith trial, which, anyone can use public domain and all that. But Sheldon and Barnes, they didn't just like rehash history. They came up with a whole new story, like fleshed out the characters and went way beyond just the facts,
Yeah, totally. And MGM, well, they were definitely into Dishonored Lady, like really into it. Tried to buy the rights, even. But then they backed out, said the play was, quote, obscene.
Obscene. That's interesting. Makes you wonder, right? Like, what was really going on there?
Seriously, like, what were they thinking?
Well, not too long after that, MGM drops this film, Letty Linton, and it's, well, let's just say it looked a lot like Dishonored Lady.
Yeah, the similarities were like a little too close for comfort. The plot, the characters, even how they changed things from the actual trial, it was all the same. Sheldon Barnes, they weren't gonna let that slide, so boom, lawsuit.
Right, copyright infringement. They went for it.
So what happened?
Well, round one, district court, MGM wins. The court figured, hey, the historical event and a novel MGM said they used, both public domain, no problem.
Whoa, wait, hold on. So they were basically saying it was okay to like lift the whole
That's
story.
how it seemed, yeah.
That's wild. But Sheldon and Barnes, they didn't give up, right?
Oh no, they appealed it to the Second Circuit. And there, the judges, they saw through what MGM was doing and reversed the decision, said, nope, definitely copyright infringement.
Okay, so justice. But how did they figure that out, like legally speaking?
Enter Judge Learned Hand. His opinion on this case, well, it became like legendary in copyright law. He argued that copyright, it's not about word-for-word copying, it's about protecting the web of dramatic expression that a writer creates.
Web of dramatic expression. Sounds kind of poetic, but what does it really mean?
Good question. So he's saying that the heart of the story, the order of events, the characters, how they grow, the emotional journey, that whole thing is protected.
So even if you like change names, switch the setting, you couldn't just rip off the entire plot of, say, Harry Potter and call it a day?
Exactly. It's not about the exact words, it's the creative choices that shape the story. And get this, Judge Hand uses this brilliant example of a pantomime.
You mean those silent performances where they just use like
Yeah.
gestures and stuff?
Yep. Those. And he says, you can totally infringe on the copyright of a pantomime, even though there's no dialogue to copy. How the story unfolds, the expressions, the movements, it all contributes to that protected web.
Wow. So basically, you can't just steal the heart of a story, even if you dress it up differently.
Exactly. And that's what MGM did. They changed a few things, sure, but the core, the web of Dishonored Lady, it was right there in Letty Linton.
But didn't MGM say that they used a novel, also called Letty Linton, as their like inspiration?
Yeah, they tried that. But remember how MGM first wanted to buy the rights to Dishonored Lady? Well, that came back to bite them. The court was basically like, you knew this play inside and out, so don't even try to say you came up with all this on your own.
Ouch, like getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar after saying cookies, what cookies?
Pretty much. And it gets even better. The court pointed out specific spots where Dishonored Lady and Letty Linton both changed things from the real story in the exact same way. And they even had the same unique plot twists that weren't in the original.
So, pretty clear cut, huh? Did MGM just throw in the towel at that point?
Well, not exactly. Remember, we're talking about a major Hollywood studio here. They decided to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Going to the Supreme Court, I mean, that was a bold move, right? Like, they were all in, ready for a showdown. And the Supreme Court, well, their decision added a whole other layer to this whole case.
So what do they say? Did they side with MGM or stick with the earlier ruling?
They agreed with the Second Circuit, said MGM did infringe on Dishonored Lady, but they also got into this tricky issue of damages.
And damages, meaning like how much MGM had to pay Sheldon and Barnes for you know, basically taking their work.
Exactly. The first ruling, it said Sheldon and Barnes should get all the money MGM made from Letty Linton. But the Supreme Court, they saw it differently.
It seems a little off, you know? Like, if someone's making money from your stuff, shouldn't you get it all?
Yeah, it's a fair point. But what the Supreme Court said was, giving all of MGM's profits to Sheldon and Barnes wouldn't be totally accurate. Letty Linton was a movie, right? A whole bunch of people worked on it. Actors, directors, set designers, all sorts of creative folks.
So they were saying that, yeah, MGM messed up, but they also put their own work into the film, right?
Exactly. They called it apportionment of profits. Basically, the damages in a copyright case, they should only be for the part of the profits that came directly from the stolen material.
Okay, apportionment of profits. I'm writing that down. Can you, like, break that down a bit more? It sounds like a pretty important idea.
It means the court has to figure out how much of a work's success actually came from the infringed stuff. In this case, how much of the money Letty Linton made was because they used that web of dramatic expression from Dishonored Lady.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like separating what they stole from what they actually did themselves.
Exactly. Trying to be fair, you know? Recognizing that even when someone infringes, there might be some legitimate creative stuff mixed in there.
So this Supreme Court decision, it wasn't just about Sheldon v. MGM. It set, like, a rule for how they figure out damages in copyright cases, which still matters today, right?
Absolutely. That idea of apportionment of profits, it's about making sure that, yeah, infringers are held accountable, but they aren't getting punished for things that are actually theirs.
This case is like a real roller coaster, isn't it? Stolen stories, courtroom drama, legal decisions that still impact creators today.
What's crazy to me is how Sheldon v. MGM kind of predicted the problems we have now with so many adaptations and remakes and everything.
It's pretty amazing. They decided this case decades ago, but it laid the foundation for how we think about creative expression today, you know? Think about all the adaptations we see. Books become movies, video games turn into TV shows, historical events get reimagined all the time. Sheldon v. MGM gave us a way to handle copyright in that kind of world. It's like that saying, there are no new stories, only new ways of telling them. But Sheldon v. MGM made it super clear that those new ways of telling, that's where copyright protection is, like, absolutely essential.
It highlighted that when you adapt something from the public domain, like history or an old novel, it's your original stuff that's protected. It's your expression, your choices as a creator, that the law recognizes.
Okay, so let's say I want to write a movie about, I don't know, Cleopatra. I can't just copy stuff from biographies or other movies, right?
Right. Those sources are great for inspiration, for research, sure. But the way you put the story together, how you create the characters, the dialogue, your unique take on it, that's all protected under copyright law.
That's good to know. It means creators can get inspired by existing stuff without worrying that their own creative choices aren't protected.
Exactly. It shows that copyright isn't about stopping creativity or adaptations. It's about encouraging people to be original and making sure they get recognition for their work.
It really feels like, you know, Sheldon v. MGM, like, it really set the stage for how we think about copyright now, especially when it comes to adaptations, you know. It's a case from way back, but it's so relevant today.
It is. It is. The judges, they were so ahead of their time seeing that copyright. It wasn't just the words, but, like, the whole soul of the story. And like you said, so relevant now. I mean, think about how many adaptations we see, books to movies, video games to TV shows, historical events, you name it.
Yeah, totally. It's like everything's been done before. But Sheldon v. MGM, it showed that it's not about the basic idea, it's how you tell it. It's the artistry that matters.
Exactly. The case really drove home that when you adapt something from, say, history or an old book, it's the stuff you add, that's what's protected. The specific details, the way you build characters, the tone, the style you bring, all of that.
So, like, if I'm a filmmaker and I want to make a movie about the American Revolution, I can't just, like, lift scenes and dialogue from other movies, right?
Right. You can definitely use those for inspiration, do your research. But the way you structure it, how you create characters, the dialogue, how you tell a story, that's all yours, copyright-wise.
That's got to be reassuring for creators, right? Yeah. Like, you can get inspired by stuff without worrying that your own creativity isn't protected.
Absolutely. Copyright, it's not about squashing creativity in adaptations, not at all. It's about encouraging originality and making sure creators get the credit they deserve.
So Sheldon v. MGM, it wasn't just about, like, settling a fight between these playwrights and a studio. It really changed how we understand what copyright is meant to protect, like the heart and soul of a creative work.
definitely a landmark case. It's still with us today, reminding us that copyright is super important for creativity. It means creators have the, you know, the motivation and the protection to share their unique voices.
That's a great way to put it. So that wraps up our deep dive into Sheldon v. MGM. We've looked at the whole case, how it impacted the law, and what it means for creators today.
Yeah, it's a great reminder that even though the truth is out there for everyone, the art of how you tell that truth, that's something special, something worth protecting.
Totally agree. What a fascinating journey through copyright law. Thanks for joining us, everyone.